News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackala, along with Beth Foster. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. He should be with us in just a moment. Maybe some technical issues with our tech guy. He's probably trying to fight his phone right now. That's the kind of guy he is. David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David Snell. And by the way, this is one of the topics is that we were going to get into is talking about. He's there?
Yes.
He is. David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. He has battled through. I told you that. Nothing can stop this guy. David, good morning.
Any of the snow, no wind, no rain, or whatever. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
All right. See, I had faith. I knew that. I knew I could play the music because I knew he would be there.
It would beckon him. It's like the Batman call.
Exactly.
Exactly. I can hear it.
He can hear it. So this is great. We're going to get into, as Americans, as you know, we love disposable things, right? You know, you buy something, you use it, and you throw it out. We love that.
Oh, yeah.
Disposable everything. It's what we do.
We like to consume.
We're capitalists. We're consumers. We're users. All right. So, and emails are in this category too, David, right?
Absolutely. So we've talked in the past about having a disposable email to do all your oddball things online, like signing up for newsletters, entering contests, even just you don't want people to know what your real email address is. So what's happened is that Gmail now has a Gmail Plus trick that allows you to create multiple email aliases that will help you identify who may be selling your email address, who may be using it incorrectly, and just who may not be being good for you. So it's a pretty cool trick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wait, so is this already implemented? Like if you have a Gmail account, it's just doing it?
Exactly. It's ready to go. It's very simple to do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help you manage that busy inbox, especially this time of year.
Yes, definitely. Actually, a ton of my friends have done this specifically when they're planning their wedding. They make an email account that's like robinbethwedding@gmail.com. And then all of the event correspondence goes to that Gmail. They both have access to it. And it makes it easier to plan everything. So,
yep. Well, this is even simpler. You don't have to make a new email address. You use your original email address, and you just make a simple change. Let's say it's the example I used in the article is janedoe@gmail.com. So your new email address, the disposable email address, would be janedoe+wedding@gmail.com. And that way,
so does it branches out then from the it kind of expands from this original email.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you only have one email to worry about, inbox, and then you set rules in that inbox so that anything responded to janedoe.wedding goes into its own folder.
That's okay. Interesting. How come I feel like Gmail, they didn't make an announcement to me? Like,
Well, no, that's true, because a lot of people have Gmail, so it didn't say, hey,
I've never heard of this. Or maybe I ignored it, because I'm like, get out of here, Gmail.
Maybe you
stop telling
spam,
me
right?
stuff. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want any pop-up boxes.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Do you know, David, if they tried to make a big deal out of it, or is it?
I never got the email either, Rob.
Okay.
I have a Gmail account, too. So it's just a matter of we found this. And we found that it works. We tested it. I have a couple of email addresses that I currently use, and it works like a charm.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Because I think, obviously, you know, Gmail must know that people were doing this. They wanted this, right, in order to, I'm not sure, what is the plus for Gmail? Instead of making another Gmail, you can just branch it off of this one?
It also just keeps you more involved with Gmail, with the whole environment and their infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that perhaps, and we spoke about this before, we had different services where you could create the disposable email address. But then that gives you a whole other avenue of having to monitor and respond from and all these things you're trying to take control.
I don't know how many of you hands out there have done phony emails in the past. And I remember, like if you didn't want somebody to know your last name or something, because, you know, sometimes you would make a fake email, like you said, David, if it's going to be like, you know, dealing with spam or, you know, entering a contest or something. But I've lost track of some of them. I don't even remember.
Me too.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the other issue, right? This will make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
Exactly. It's a benefit. If you're using Gmail, it's a definite benefit to do it with the Gmail Plus trick.
Okay. So what should I do to figure this out? I should go into my Gmail and then is there a specific thing that I should search, or?
There's like five steps. It's very simple to do. Go to a Gmail account, click on the gear icon on the upper right, click on accounts and import, and then go to the send mail as, which you can create the email alias there.
Mm.
Very simple. And it can be anything you want.
Treat as an alias.
That's the end. That's the last step.
What if you don't click that box? Is it like a monumental mistake?
No, but it'll try to create another email address, and you can only have a certain number of email addresses under a Gmail account.
Correct. Okay.
But you can have up to 90 aliases.
Wow.
90? 90?
I know. Yep.
That's a lot.
Oh, boy. It's a lot to keep track of. Yeah. But I definitely feel for sure there must be tons of email addresses. What happens? Do those get sucked back in again? How long when you don't use them?
You're right. Like inactivity, do they dissolve them?
Yeah. What happened to my old Hotmail accounts?
Because it's an alias, your account, your actual account is still active.
Right, right.
And so it doesn't really matter. This is simply an alias.
Hmm.
So they'll be there for as long as you want them to be. And if you start getting spammed, or that alias has been sold to multiple marketing companies, mm-hmm. you just delete it.
Wow.
True. That makes sense.
All right. So, David, you've got all the steps in here. And I imagine this will be useful to a lot of people, at least to know you have the option in here. So you have ways to set this up, and it should help organize more when it comes to emails, because it is there can be a lot that gets very confusing. Yes, it worked, but really with all these other shopping and subscription emails.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you're going to take control of your busy inbox. And look, if you're too busy to do it now, let's perhaps make it a New Year's resolution for 2025.
No, that's a great plan, actually.
David's got all the information up on the blog, right, David?
Absolutely. Go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
It's David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham. AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com.